Welcome back to another episode of Birmingham Live. We are live in Birmingham. This is Casey.
And this is Bill. And we're into March. Good, strong.
Finally into daylight savings. Or past daylight savings or however you'd say it.
Yep. And we're in the 70s this week. I think we mentioned even last week that Alabama does tend to go from winter into summer. But there is a window here. And this is, March is definitely part of that window.
So I saw next week's back in close to the 80s, so hot quick. So
and we can drop down in the 30s here. I saw James Spann say this week that we typically do have a freeze somewhere into early April. But again, when we have a freeze in Alabama and Birmingham in March or April, it's 1 to 2 days, and then it's back in the 70s and 80s. So.
But the heat is good for all the recent news. So
yeah. So the big news around the world is the coronavirus, and actually, when we're recording this, they were just announced in the last day or so, the NBA shutting down the regular season, suspending the season,
and NCAA basketball, the big tournament coming up, men's and women's tournament, no fans, and the golf tournament this weekend on the PGA Tour, they're going to have no fans. So
got some school closings I saw in Seattle. Sanford here recently just said that they're going to do school online for about a month. And so, you know, as much as we don't want to be a part of the scare and everything else, at the same time, we need to be sensible. I had a conversation with my mom last night. She's 80. In her 80s, so just you know, good for some folks that are more susceptible to stay out of the public limelight, so to speak.
But, hopefully, just for a couple of weeks, month or two, and that'll be it. So
you know, we sometimes report here about sporting events in Alabama and Birmingham, and we didn't even take a peek at it this week just because everybody's going to make their own decision about whether or not to go to a basketball game or whatever it may be. So, anyway, so no real good sporting news this week. Just keeping an eye on Corona, I guess.
Yep.
So let's move to some better stuff.
So in the more local news, so there's actually a Quick Trip that is coming to Calera. That's the Quick Trip gas station. I've been to a couple in Georgia and some other places on trips, and they're actually kind of fun. So a lot of good food, as good as gas station food can get.
I mean, how large are these places?
Those aren't as big. It's not. I mean, it's like a normal size. They're not like the big Buc-ee's, you know, that you see out in Texas and all that. That I think there is actually one coming in Leeds or somewhere soon. But Quick Trip's coming to Calera. Probably they'll start on it. You know, sometime this year, toward the end of this year. So they got all kind of good stuff. And I know one thing, they have a bunch of drinks like slushies and things like that, coffee and things, and lots of good stuff like that. So that's kind of cool for Calera there. So
Birmingham expanding out. So a couple of real estate topics, I guess, here too, that we usually bring up. First one being the Hoover Zoning Board recommended a new subdivision in Greystone, and the developer, I think his name is Alan Howard, revised his original plan. It's a subdivision right next to Greystone Legacy, and originally it was going to be 97 lots, and he's reduced it to fewer lots, like 80-something, 81 lots.
Yeah, I got some pushback, obviously, from some of the residents not wanting a new neighborhood that close. But I think he added a lot of buffer space and wood space between the existing neighborhoods and also between the houses themselves.
Right.
Made them a lot bigger.
Yeah, it's like 2 acre lots, a little bit more than 2 acre lots. So probably going to be a little bit bigger homes than maybe might have originally been there, possibly.
Yeah.
So anyway, more development. Always good to hear.
Yep. There you go.
And you were going to say something about, I know you were going to talk about Charles Barkley.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I thought you were, but I will. So.
No, Charles Barkley's your boy.
Anyways, Charles Barkley, I've run into him a few times, a couple years ago at the gym, at the Gold's Gym over on 280. He used to always work out there. But anyway, so he, I guess the first thing is he is a large majority owner in Redmont. Large. Majority owner in Redmont Distilling. So it's a Birmingham-based vodka gin distillery that he's... They kind of did a relaunch party of the Redmont Distillery and all that. And so that's one thing. He's more of a majority owner in that. But while he was at that, he talked about his want to build more affordable housing to replace some of the eyesores, as he called it, in his hometown of Leeds. So,
and I tell you what, the Charles Barkley, he's one of those guys. Sometimes you say you can love him or hate him, but he's all over the board sometimes, mm-hmm. politically and socially and everything else. But the guy does love his hometown of Leeds. And he is taking care of his family, and he's taking care of
Which is good. You see a lot of that. I know, like, Jameis Winston even was given back to Hueytown and a couple other places in Birmingham and things like that. So I know a lot of
I love Charles Barkley. It's good giving back.
I like on the Shaq record. Better, but not like them going at it. It's hilarious. But.
Well, I'll go on the record. I am an Alabama guy, but I like Charles Barkley because what you see is what you get. He didn't hold back, and...
As so. Shaq would say, Barkley has no rings, so there you go. So I know we kind of talked about Glassdoor in the last podcast. Actually kind of backed that up by the Wall Street Journal. So they ranked 53 of America's biggest metro areas with over 1 million people. And Birmingham, according to the Wall Street Journal, ranked number 12 in lowest unemployment rate at only 3%. Which is great. Then also ranked Birmingham as the 8th best job market in the country. So that's kind of, you know, good news. Backs up everything else that you're hearing from different people, organizations, things like that. So
right,
still growing. And obviously, like we said, with the coronavirus, may have a little hit, slow some things down a little bit. But hopefully things get right back on track and all that economically as well.
I think you're right. I can definitely see in the job search your mom. Mm-hmm. My wife recently did a little search, and there's just more opportunities, companies looking for good people. Just a lot more opportunity there. But so that's kind of our corona news, our weather news, our sports news, and our real estate news all tied up and together there. And so then we usually talk a little bit about some upcoming events. A little bit slower this week.
Yeah, not as many events, and some events I know are getting postponed or canceled as well.
Right, but at least they're still saying St. Patrick's Day is next week on the 17th, mm-hmm. and Birmingham, there's a lot of St. Patrick's Day festivities.
Yeah, all kind of things. And I know, like, even in Ireland and Boston, they canceled their big St. Patrick's Day parades, and I think New York's still deciding on theirs. But as far as everything in here, you know, a lot of the local bars and event places like that are having St. Patrick's Day events and, you know, little fun things since it's in the middle of the week next week. So
yep.
Then kind of with that, so this week we actually got to go to Heroes Donuts and Buns for the first time. It's in Homewood, literally right across from the Homewood Park. We met the owner, Will. He's got this first place in Homewood, went so good. He's got one in Trustville and actually opening one in Atlanta. So I think he had some investors and things like that that were at their, at the Heroes Donuts, you know, the other day. So
just looking to expand.
Yep.
So you're going to hear this, if you listen to the podcast, you're going to hear us talk about this time and time again. And we talk about it in our video series called Birmingham Eats quite a bit, that Birmingham has been named time and time again as one of the jewels of the food connoisseurs, if you will. People that come to Birmingham know that we have some great award-winning restaurants, but then we have places like Heroes Donuts, started about 2.5 years ago. And we asked Will yesterday, said, you know, where did you get the ideas for your menu? And he said, it's all the stuff I ate growing up. Mm-hmm. And he had hash browns that he got.
Best hash browns ever had.
Best hash browns. It doesn't matter what. You need to go there and try their hash browns.
Yep.
It's like nothing you had before. So anyway, it was just a great local restaurant that's expanding. You know, we went to a couple of other, you know, we've been to Full Moon Barbecue, 7 locations in Birmingham. There's, but that's homegrown here in Birmingham. So we've, real quick, we've been to Jack Brown's, Pappas, Full Moon, Smiley Brothers, Crazy Cajun's, Saul's Barbecue, all locally grown and raised. And
Hero's Donuts may just been the best of them.
Ah, I'll tell
you
what.
They're all great, so.
I think we may go back this weekend and take the ladies.
Yep.
So.
Yep, so. Well, that is it for this week's episode of Birmingham Live. Make sure everybody stay safe and stay healthy with all the craziness going on out there. And we will see y'all next week live in Birmingham.